Ahoy there! Welcome back to Broad Street Bullied, where we play Dungeons & Dragons all the time. Nothing but Dungeons & Dragons. Get ready for some serious, intense roleplay, because that's all we do. That's what we're about. Let's roll!
Hey, you want to contribute to Lauren's baby shower? The XPM.
What happened?
I mean, I feel like I hate her, but I can't remember why.
No, baby shower. No. The PMO was taken away from.
PMO?
Project Management Organization.
Oh. Is that your dog going nuts?
Yeah, she does that.
So wait, what happened to this person?
She's pregnant.
Somebody.
But she doesn't work there anymore.
No, she does. She used to be a project manager, but they kept her on as a delivery manager because they had to change the name.
Like
Dungeons
and Dragons.
Oh my god, I'm in a fucking stomach. Can I have one of those?
Oh yeah.
You gotta put something on top of this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my asshole is gonna explode.
I don't think that's a side effect of rum, dude. I think it's a you problem.
It hit my stomach. The rum hit my stomach, and it's like churning.
Let me know, and then.
Once somebody, namely you, takes the punishment shot at one of these, I have the fear of God in me that I'm going to say someone's name.
Yep. It's the worst fucking thing.
Because your reaction to it is so over the top in terms of, I'm not saying you're faking it. It's just so bad.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, dude, I don't want any part of that.
It's awful.
I would have been okay with one.
Yeah.
I probably should have done separate.
A single night, then there's more.
Yeah. Space them out a little bit.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. One. Like, there's nowhere to go. It has to go up your nasal passages a little bit. Unless you're able to just open that, which I can't do.
I tried to do it that time. It didn't work.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Is that why you almost vomited?
Mm-hmm.
Our brother could do that. The younger one could do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
What's his name? You know him. Good old what's-his-face.
Or what?
I feel like that might be a protected sibling's name.
Yeah. Would that be?
You can. He's been on the podcast before.
Yes, he has.
Technically
not, because we never released those, but he did play with us, which means he's got a protected name.
Okay. Better safe than sorry.
But you could say the other one's name. Because he never played with us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And never will.
Yeah, that's fine.
That is 100% factual. For many a reason.
Although it would probably be funny. All
right.
No.
To have him over and, like, just have Cliff come, you know.
Dude, just come out? Yeah. Right.
Come out? Hey, I'm gay. I know. Fuck!
No shit. Is that why you treated me like shit?
So rude.
Are you homophobic?
Wait, how did I get an email for Primos?
Because I don't want to get my email.
You're the worst.
Thanks, cuck.
Fuck you.
All right. Ready?
Sure.
Yay.
I'm not.
Yay.
You know, we could have taken this time to level up.
Yeah, can we level up?
You're back in Dugan's hole.
Nah.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. What else is there in this hole?
That's it. You got everything. There's nothing.
Is there... What do we have quest line-wise that's nearby?
You're not going to level up anymore in 10 towns.
I don't think we have anywhere to go outside 10 towns.
Yeah, you do.
Bremen has a sea serpent, which we did. I think we did the sea serpent already.
We did.
Tauros... Cairn Durning, Garrett, Torgos, the lottery, Black Cabin, Fortress of Zardok, Winter Wolves.
That's the Fortress of Zardok is
hard.
But
Misty Isle, whale boat, whale with a boat on its back.
I think you did that too.
Yeah, I think that sounds familiar.
Did we do that one already?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah, we're eating up all these hooks, baby.
Yeah, the hooks are done.
Well, we didn't do the... not the Fortress of Zardok. We didn't do the Black Cabin, did we?
No, I don't think so.
That's in...
Is that 10 towns?
Northeast of Bryn Shander. Well, that's going to take us a few days, right?
Yeah, that's Copper Knob Knocker.
Well, we want to wait for our...
Yeah, but then we have to wait around for days anyway.
Yeah, but if it takes us 3 days to get there...
Yeah,
I Morning Lord is a thing here. House of the Morning Lord, so... And Bryn Shander.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is probably the next place that you have to go.
Yes. So, but we want to wait for our swords, so...
No!
They don't have a
The board. Guy says, I can't make these anymore.
What?
We're gonna wait and stare at you.
No!
I'm staring at you.
Don't look at me.
Two constructs sitting there watching.
Don't look at me when I'm blacksmithing.
Smith me.
Smith me, Daddy.
While we're here, we'll teach the locals about genetics.
They look at you with puzzled faces.
You guys know about genetics?
Nah.
Dianetics? Or remember?
Oh, Dianetics.
Yes. You have a thetan inside of you. Mm.
So fucking stupid. So the Black Cabin would be the next thing you would want to do. It's northeast of
Bryn Shander.
Bryn Shander.
Yes. Correct. But we're waiting for the sword.
I mean, you could go to a different town if you want, and if you want to buy shit, or...
I want my sword.
Oh!
Did we sell that stuff that we got?
No.
When you burp, it comes back.
Oh, I mean, that sure could, yeah, I remember that from last time you said. Why don't we go, and whether we do it here or a different town or something, let's just unload that shit.
he wants to unload on you.
Oh, yeah.
Let me unload.
Do we want to... Can we sell stuff here?
He doesn't have a ton of money. Remember life from last time? And he might... Eventually, but not right now. He's got you could try. He's got a couple hundred gold.
We have a...
Oh, do we want to try to tell him about the whale oil barrels?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we know where the whale oil... We know where 250 gold worth of whale oil is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes, but that information doesn't come free.
It comes for 250 gold.
Okay. 50 gold is
what?
Fine.
50 gold is what we're asking for the information.
For just information?
20% finder's fee.
I still have to go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20% finder's fee.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's actually a reasonable finder's fee.
I don't disagree, but I'm probably not the best person to ask. You might want to go to the mayor.
Could I try to persuade him that he's the one that we need to talk to?
Can we persuade him that he's the mayor?
Yeah. Oh, I have pretty high persuasion, yeah.
Mayor.
Maybe we could persuade him that that if he shares that information, that lowers his money back, because now he has more people involved.
Fuck.
Cliff.
Stop.
Fine. He ripped his microphone off the table.
No, he twisted off the table, and then I used the wrong knob.
His piebald strength.
His piebald, small-eared, pointy teeth strength.
Yeah, flanked by small, what was it, small curled ears or something?
All right, where's this fucking mayor at? What's his name?
It's a she.
Oh, my God. She's really is a fucked-up town.
She's a speaker, not a mayor. But Edgra Dermont.
Edgra?
Edgra.
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 People have lovely names here.
So unique.
Matches your teeth.
All right, let's go find where
in your case, sir. Tooth.
You can try and convince him.
Tooths.
I didn't say you couldn't.
Can I intimidate him?
No.
No.
You can intimidate him, but that's not going to work out well for you.
All right, so we're in.
All right, Smiter says, look, you're a businessman. You're the best person to deal with all this stuff.
Yeah, but whale oil, I use coal, and that's hard to come by.
That's not efficient, and plus it ruins the environment.
Yeah, but you would expand your business.
I can't. You expand your business. Because whale oil doesn't get hot enough.
Don't you care about your kids' future?
Don't you?
Have you seen this town?
Hey, can I roll?
I don't think our kids' kids are going to be even conscious. Nope.
8.
Probably a lot of still
boots. You got to roll.
I'm going to roll.
You got to roll against it.
He rolled a fucking 2.
Yay!
He said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 30 gold for it.
47.
It's got to be a number.
35.
How about 30 gold and we get to stay in your house?
Deal.
I stabbed the guy.
Then we stab him to death, stab him over again.
Stab him. You didn't even finish the sword.
finish the sword first.
I got this.
Put your blood back in your body.
We patch it
back up. I start shoving extra hearts and livers into him.
From the mammoth.
Yeah.
He explodes.
Oh, I thought I knew what to do.
I thought that's how organs worked. I don't have them.
Why wouldn't you work better with more?
Such plentiful organs.
All right, so each get...
six gold.
Six gold.
Good job.
You did it, guys. You sold the information.
Yay. I mean, I guess we had the time to go get it and bring it back. But, you know, whatever.
So you see...
no, we could have done that. Fuck.
So the person comes in. It's the speaker. He goes, hey.
Hey.
I know where some whale oil is. 250 gold. I'll give you it for 70 gold. She's like, yeah, absolutely.
You fucking... He just made money off.
We never actually told him where it was.
Yeah, that's true.
They did.
Jokes on you.
He paid him. He paid you. He wouldn't have done it without the information.
We all know Big Bean is just torturing us. That's not how the conversation would have gone.
That's not how the conversation would have gone. I just like to fuck with you.
Then we stab the speaker to death.
Oh my god!
Secret died with
Why
you.
Are you here? Take these organs.
You bitch.
We steal 70 gold too.
Yeah.
I've only been on this plane for a few days, but women should stay in the kitchen.
He's right.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Can we just say we stay here for a couple days and we stab anyone that comes
near us? No, I have to roleplay every day. I mean, you stay there, but you're going to have to eat. He doesn't, like, have extra food or anything. So
my guys don't have to eat.
Your guys don't have to eat, but they do.
Oh, my guy either.
His bush.
I just go outside and soak up some sun.
When I was saying they, I meant Val and
Rain.
She's
a young girl in her 20s, though. They don't eat much.
It's true.
She eats a lot. She's like 6.
But then she throws it back up.
She could lose 5 pounds.
Don't say that to her. She'll fucking rip your face off.
Remember when Dixie was like, I used to be so fat, and then she does a picture, and you're like, you just had like an extra 10 pounds.
It was so disappointing.
Yeah, we were expecting fat.
Look, I'm fat. All right. If you saw when you see me as skinny when I was skinny, that's a fucking shock.
Yes.
That not so much of a shock. Have you seen skinny me? Mm-mm. I'll have to pull it up.
That's what he calls his penis.
skinny dick.
Look at it.
Good old pencil dick.
It's so tiny.
It's still fat though.
A little chode.
It's thin fat, which is awful. all right, so what are you guys doing? Like I said, you have to, you're going to have to eat, so you're going to have to do something. Either go hunting or...
Well, we have rations.
Do you have enough rations? How many do you have? If you have rations, I'll just fast forward this shit.
I'm pretty sure I do. Let me look at my pack.
I'm going to roll. How much?
Yes, I have rations. Roll I have 9 rations.
For whether or not I have rations.
No, you're not. That's not a roll thing. That's either it's on your character sheet or it's not.
Well, it's Val's it's not character mine. Sheet.
It's
I feel like you would have for that, rations.
Yeah. You would have rations.
Okay.
Rations. Let's fast track.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll fast track.
Yay!
Yay! God, get some characters that don't eat.
Smiter comes in. Where's my fucking sword?
All right. It's done.
Roll Yay!
Out. Yay!
Jesus Christ. So that's thin me.
It looks nothing like you.
I know.
Plus you're smiling, which you don't do anymore.
I don't do that anymore. No, because life is beating me down.
That's the woman that took it.
No, that's not.
That's what happens when you get married.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't. That my children did that. Anyway, back to this.
Yeah, my children. Hope they don't and my listen job. To this.
More Everything. So, my bonus child than anyone else.
That's freebie. One way to door. The freebie.
Buy two get one free.
She is free.
Is she?
She gives it away for free.
That is
otherwise, that is she'd be in jail.
That is unfortunately true. She should at least make money.
I'll tell her.
No.
Get her
don't
own place.
Tell her. Society wants her to give it out for free. Otherwise, you'd go to jail for giving out for free instead of getting paid for it.
What?
What?
Look, if you go out... Mm-hmm. And you accept money or gift for sex, you go to jail.
Not necessarily. Depends on where you live. disenchanted.
Okay. Scott Disick? But if you go out and you just have sex with whomever you want without money, that's fine, right?
Right.
Incentivizing you, incentivize is the word I was looking for, incentivizing you to give it out for free rather than accepting money.
He was going to go with disincentivize.
Disincentivize? That's yes. not a word.
I know, but it doesn't even mean.
That is. No, he's right.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, but I stopped it.
You did. Good job.
Only because you forgot the word.
Because it's not a real word. I don't feel bad about that.
His mind is trying to push.
All I'm saying is that society is encouraging young women to give it out for free rather than capitalizing on what we know would be a vital booming market.
Yes, the Marxists have pushed this agenda.
The Marxist agenda for not having hookers. I don't know if that was a Marxist agenda. I mean,
that's a capitalist agenda.
You're right. It was legal in feudal times, like bathhouses and.
I'm sorry that
you're legal in Japan.
Your free market stops there, okay? My free market, everywhere.
It's legal in Nevada everywhere except Las Vegas, which I never understood. Hmm. Like, it should be legal there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everything should be legal there. Murder.
Most.
Legal.
Hey, going to Vegas, who are you going with?
You murder them?
I'm going with Big B.
I feel like if somebody invites me to Las Vegas in your world, I'm not going to Las Vegas with them.
Probably not a good idea. Yeah. My world's not the best. All right, so you get your swords.
Yay! Longsword plus one?
Longsword plus one, silvered adamantine, which I don't even know why you need that, but whatever. He's like, I don't think you're going to need the silver part, but whatever. It's inlaid. I did...
Did Val get that?
I did some
runes. I think Val got one too, right?
Val got one.
So you got a great axe one?
Yes. Yeah. It's inlaid with plus silver. One. It's runes. Runed up.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like them?
This is nice.
Thank you.
Anyway, enjoy your... Whatever we gave you.
What'd you give me?
Laser thing.
Yeah, oh, the broken laser rifles?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to see if I can fix these.
Yeah.
He immediately
Careful,
dies.
Don't.
He explodes.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. We have to take the rest of his stuff.
Yeah.
This is insane. I knew you would do that. That's why I'm saying no, he didn't.
Click, 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 click. Boom. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
He was kind of a dick.
He was kind of a dick. Like, no one in this town's good, and the fact that he's in this town is kind of suspect. Why would you, if you're so good at blacksmithing, why would you pick here? He didn't give me an answer.
The incest.
Yeah, it's probably the incest. Well, you see, he's a big perv.
But, I mean, he doesn't...
I think that makes sense.
He doesn't have a wife.
Oh, why'd you go visit... fucking South Vietnam. No reason.
I like the hiking. I mean,
it's a beautiful culture.
What are you going to Bangkok for?
I don't know. They've got a great anime scene.
I don't believe you.
I'm going to have sex with 12-year-olds.
That's really the only reason to go to Bangkok.
Lady boys.
Lady boys and 12-year-olds. Sometimes both. Ugh. It's bad.
At this point, though, you're...
That's all right. You're
really having sex with half...
Our senators go there. Bob Menendez. Yeah, that's right, Bob Menendez, you fucking pedophile.
He's not our senator anymore.
Whatever
he is. Anywhere, USA senator.
That's right.
He's in jail now.
Is he?
Anywhere.
Yeah, him and his wife, right?
He's convicted.
His wife was convicted?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think they were both.
Because she knew what was going on as well.
Child molestation?
No, bribery.
Oh, of course not.
Real piece of shit.
No, no, he got by on
the
child.
He's the fucking worst. I hope he gets fucking raped in prison. With a sandy dildo.
What's that saying?
You know who replaced them? Andy Kim.
The dildo of consequences rarely comes lubricated.
That's a great phrase. I didn't know that one. The dildo of consequences
rarely comes lubricated.
I like it.
Yikes.
All right, so you're going to have to travel a little bit to get to this place. Fine.
I'd like to fast travel.
No.
That is wild.
I would like to say...
You haven't been to any of these locations. You can't fast travel.
You're just blown away by the mead.
It's somehow exactly what I thought it would taste like.
Not for me.
Not at all.
It wasn't what I thought it would taste. I thought it was going to have more of a... more of like a cidery taste.
Oh, yeah, no. No,
not
it's more of a wine.
Yeah.
It's more on the side of wine.
I like wine. I just did. I didn't like that.
Like I said, if you go to Ren Faire, get blueberry honey mead. Like, you can buy it, like, by the glass. You might like that a lot more.
I'll give it a shot. I'll give any liquor a shot.
I've heard that about you.
You've given Rain nephews many shots.
I hate those fucking people. Whoever they are, they're evil.
You are not good at making rum.
Not very nice, man.
Usually rum's an easy.
It's a terrible
liquor. You can't do that.
I'm so sorry.
That's so fucking racist.
That's so bad.
And not even racist because you did an accent, because it's so fucking
bad. It was so bad. It was so bad. I'm so sorry.
Rodney is the only one that's allowed to do accents.
It's true.
I can do Russian.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry to our listeners for trying to do
it. Eastern European.
Same.
Czechoslovakia. Yeah, ex-Soviet state.
Kazakhstan.
Any satellite states that formerly belonged to the Soviet Union.
But from the western edge.
Yeah, I'm not Eastern.
No, no.
That's more.
There's like nobody there anyway.
No. But it's more ping pong. I mean, they play the sport.
Yeah.
I can't believe you eat original Pringles like an animal.
My son loves original Pringles.
Yeah.
How fucking dare you? Get out of my fucking basement! Could you imagine if that was serious?
I would like to see the thing that makes you snap and kick us all out.
I don't think there is one.
We all had a $100 bet. Remember, if any of us would get actually offended by something?
Yeah, we'd have to pay $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't done it yet. Not yet. I don't think.
Do you think you could get offended?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, we won't do that. Yeah, you can get offended.
But I'll take it out.
Underneath all that cynicism is a little.
Yeah, I'll take it out on your family in the worst way
you could
possibly imagine.
That's horrible.
It's fine.
Wow.
If I can make you leave, I don't care about my family.
Do I have to be there?
It's like a victory for me. And then the more you lash out, the more victory. Yeah. It's just
the harder I hurt you, you hurt them. So win-win.
I know he's doing really horrible stuff to you guys, but I know that I did that.
Yeah, I may or may not have had a hand in that.
He's doing this because you love me.
So you, as you're walking, first day, we're going to say this is like a 2-day trek.
Shut the fuck up.
You're just swinging your new sword around.
Yeah, wee!
In the afternoon, you see a white, you know owlbears, a white owlbear.
Oh.
I knew as soon as he burped, man.
You know that cat that almost throws up in the gift?
Yes.
You look like that cat.
I don't like it.
Less hair, though.
Really?
No, not really. No. I'll take my pants off. Joey.
You won't do it.
It's a jungle.
Looks like fucking Carrot Top.
Carrot Bottom.
The comedian. No.
I know.
Who?
I mean,
Carrot Top from the 70s?
You can't mention Carrot Top. Do a shot. No! Alright.
Did you ever see Buff Carrot Top?
Yeah, it's
weird, isn't it?
Well, because his face looks kind of feminine.
He looks very feminine.
Very, like, angular.
Really fucking weird. Like, I don't like it.
I think he's had a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like a plastic surgery doll or something.
Like, he was an awful comedian, don't get me wrong. Like, just horrible. I don't like prop comics for the most part.
What about Gallagher when he smashes that watermelons?
You know what?
What about Gallagher's brother Gallagher?
I did like Gallagher's brother Gallagher.
Yeah, he also smashes watermelons.
He does. Mm. No, actually, some of Gallagher's humor was good. I didn't like his prop comedy. But, he wasn't my favorite. But, Carrot Top, awful. Carrot Top, I can't stand, what's his nuts, the guy with the puppets.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, that guy. Fucking.
He's dead.
You're not the funniest
dude ever, man.
Imagination Land sucks.
Who the fuck is this king? What is he king of? He's fucking all the bitches.
King Thursday. Fucking queer.
Now, what the fuck is that guy's name? That's going to drive me
nuts. I know who you're talking about, too. Shit.
Who?
The puppet guy.
Mike.
Oh, the guy with, like, the old man Muppet?
Yeah, that guy.
Puppet? Yeah. I don't remember his name.
He's not fucking funny.
Rodney would know.
Yeah.
He's a big queer.
Is that why?
Rodney or the puppeteer?
They're both pretty queer, I think. It's kind of cringy, the puppets.
Do you ever watch Randy Feltface?
No.
He can be pretty funny.
It's got to be tough to pick up chicks.
He's not a puppeteer. He's not a He doesn't have like a puppet with him. He is like the guy just plays the puppet, and the puppet is the comedian.
Oh, like the insult dog.
Yeah, oh, Triumph.
Yeah,
Triumph. Funny.
It was hilarious.
What was he on? Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me to poop on. Hilarious.
For me to poop on.
He was kind of insulting the people, though.
He really was.
He was called the insult dog.
Yeah.
Triumph?
Yeah. He was really rude to people, though, the more I think about it.
You know, the more I think about it, the insult dog was pretty insulting.
I didn't like it.
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham, that's that fucker.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's not Brian Syme. Calm down.
Brian Syme. He had the old man puppet.
Yeah.
Brian Syme is the worst. Ugh. Fucking hate
him. Yeah, yeah.
It's not creepy or anything.
Oh, that guy?
It's just not funny.
I knew who it was. I knew who it was the whole time.
Do you think he's funny?
I think he has some funny material.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
You're a real piece of shit, Cliff.
You're a real piece of shit. You know that? You have no sense of humor, and you need to leave.
The next team's meeting, you're showing your butthole to everyone.
That's right.
Oh.
Just like I said. And don't make it your lips this time. I know the difference.
Your butthole's not that hairy.
Just
because
you zoom in doesn't mean I can't tell.
You're so old, you have gray hair around your butthole.
It's so much hair. Jesus Christ. It
looks trimmed.
Looks like one of the sandworms from Dune.
Worm sign in
that. That's the music that plays in the background.
When go figure, when he's getting pounded, that's what calls it out. Foomph.
You have to stutter step into my butthole.
Oh, God. I don't know how we got there.
I wonder if there's a Dune porno.
I'm sure there's
a Dune porno.
Google that.
No. I'll do it on this.
I'll do it. It's probably called...
Grab Cliff's
it's device. Probably called Poon.
Poon.
That's a good one. I bet you it's not, though.
P-U-N-E.
Yeah.
Poon. The 80s was a great time for, like, punny porns. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's just like
no creativity. Yeah,
yeah. It's like my stepdaughter,
yeah.
Muad'Dib, gets stuck in a sandworm.
Yeah, I was just saying, my stepmom got stuck in the dryer.
Oh no, no, mom, I'll get you out. You need my ass first.
My stepmom drinks from the water of life and sucks me off.
I'm looking it up right now, Dune.
I always thought I could be a really good porn director. People would love
Dune
my movies.
Porn videos. There's a whole thing on Pornhub. Jesus Christ. I'm clicking on it. I gotta see this. Oh my God.
Drink my cum of life. Is it Muad'Dib?
He's like, I've been doing this wrong.
There's so much. There's wit. No. Mm-mm. I don't like this at all.
Causes wit.
They have the first one.
Fuck it up.
Is a. Jesus Christ.
What's the first one? Don't show us. Describe it for our listeners. Describe
it. Please, they can't see us.
Oh my God. And they're like in a house. Oh, Jesus Christ. They started playing.
In a house?
Why do they have to do the video like as soon as you turn
on?
Who
are these fucking people having sex in a house?
Oh, Jesus.
But it's Dune. That's what comes up.
I wish Sex Fart was here.
Okay. Has she got tape on her? What?
No, that's the fucking silt suit.
Oh, but she got silt suit. Okay. Nice.
Clutch. Give me your spice.
they're all over the place.
They'd have to have sex in a silt suit. Otherwise, you'd give off too much moisture, right?
Yeah. Then you die.
Does the cum go into the silt suit?
Well, she just, yes. It goes into the woman, right? And then she would zip up and...
I guess. She'd reabsorb it.
Yeah.
There is a lot of Dune.
The man misses... The man gives up a lot more than the woman in that sex scenario.
Yes.
So much Dune porn. Jesus Christ. I didn't.
Of them called Poon, though?
No, not one.
Come on.
Very disappointed.
Wasted opportunity.
Yeah, no telling problem. You, I need to start my own studio up.
Oh my God, there's gay Dune porn too. Jesus fucking Christ.
Why did you like that?
There's gay Asian porn too?
Gay Dune porn.
Oh.
What's that one look
gay,
like?
There's gay everything porn. Except for vaginal.
There's not gay titty fucking.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I'm sure there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, probably, it's probably
fat
a thing.
Fat gay
yeah.
guy.
I don't want to know.
Or some
stop,
dude.
Stop.
Some transgender dude. Like.
I don't want to know.
I didn't realize how close
he's getting so turned on over
about
here,
the gay scene.
Hey, I can't say stop. I can't only get so hard. Now my skin's breaking.
Well, ooh. House Harkonnen was supposed to be super gay.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
in the books, because like Herbert
gay and incestuous.
Well, Herbert, what's his name?
Frank Herbert.
Frank Herbert didn't like gay people. Like, he was always like, ah, fucking gay people are weird, right? So, like, House Harkonnen, who's the bad house, they're like, he's like, oh, they're always fucking each other and men and shit, and they're fucking weird, and they're wearing... Well, yeah, they made them less gay in the movie. No,
that's the, those are the singers, the ones that do the, that let you travel faster than light.
But that's the house that he's thinking of.
Yeah.
That they were
where they're all about. Very military-like.
Yeah. Yeah. But that, in the new movie, they're like, maybe we don't make them all gay to make them bad. You know, like, maybe that doesn't work in 2025, so...
Yeah.
Whereas if you look at the old Dune movie, it's like, "Hello, House Harkonnen." Yeah, it's like, "Oh, they must be really
thinner."
It was Sting, and like they had all these little like femboys that they would suck the spice out of. Like, I'm not even joking. That's the thing. They were.
I feel like you just saw that on Pornhub.
They were. I did. But
he's like, this is canon now.
But they would,
in my mind,
they canon. Would have like their blood had a really a large amount of spice, so they would like just suck the spice out of them until they were dead.
As you
anyway,
do.
Anyway, that was
totally
owlbear, snowy owlbear, oh, yeah. White owlbear. Yeah,
it's far away.
It's fairly far. I mean, they're not. It well, it's up to you, but you would know. Especially you, since you were raised by Yetis, you would know that owlbears aren't by nature aggressive unless they feel threatened. They're just like they're just animals. So it's up to you. You can go either just kill it because you're monsters.
Or... Smiter says, "Can you talk?" He yells real loud. All right, it's probably not an evil one. Oh, God, it's real stupid though. It's ugly.
Why is it crying if it can't talk?
Hurts its feelings.
I feel like it can talk. I feel like it lied to us.
Yeah.
Not ugly.
I knew it.
Yeah, we're not going to just kill a random male bear.
It's so that was the only encounter that day. I don't know. Camping's going to be tricky because there's one, you can't light fires. It's hard. Lighting a fire is very difficult in the tundra. And two, it's really fucking cold, so unless you had camping equipment, you guys.
Let me
are,
have those boots.
Everyone sleep in the boots.
Yeah. What if we split the boots? One gets one. One gets the other one.
I
don't think that's how it works.
Can we look for a cave or something?
You do have the. You could look for a cave. It might take you a while, and you might get a level of exhaustion.
I mean, better than sleeping out. Oh, wait, I do have cold weather gear.
Yeah, you have cold weather gear, but that's not for sleeping.
Why not?
Because it's for trekking through the cold. Like, when you're sleeping, your body temperature goes down anyway.
I mean, not my guys.
Oh, well, your guys are fine.
Yeah, they just sit there.
It's the...
sorry, everyone, and you're fine.
The bush is fine.
The bush is fine, but the other two problems.
Val and Rain are like, God damn it, every fucking thing.
Oh my God.
I gotta eat, I gotta be cold.
I rolled a 93, so you find a cave immediately.
Yay! Or maybe we should find a cave. Oh, there it is. Oh, there's one. A fucking cave right there.
The bush is just like, there's one right there.
There's a cave. I know where caves are by nature.
Please don't talk for my bush.
The other thing you could do, but you would get a level of exhaustion, is build a like snow fort.
Like a igloo?
Yeah, like a, kind of like an igloo.
Is that? It's probably jam.
Cream.
Oh. In the cave is one of those little chewingas.
Oh, yeah. Hey, bud. Smiter goes up to it. And he offers it some water. Offers it his dick. Yeah. So easily persuaded. I forget what we did to make friends with these things. I don't think we did anything. I think they
just—they were just friendly. They're not. They're not evil.
Yeah.
They're kind of nice.
That's fine.
Whatever. They're just little sprites.
Yeah.
Basically.
But the last time they gave us stuff.
Well, he's not giving you anything.
Give him. He shakes it hard.
Oh my God!
Where's your gifts?
His eyes roll back in his head.
Smiter eats it.
Oh my! I didn't think he could eat.
He's making an exception.
He's done so much eating, he's just crushing it in with his mouth.
I don't know how that somehow works, but it is.
It's like the scene from Pan's Labyrinth. Remember when he catches the...
I fucking hated that. Oh, God.
I didn't see that, buddy.
What? He catches a little fairy person.
It was so bad. Pan's Labyrinth was a fucking phenomenal film. Like, Guillermo del Toro is a literal genius. Like, that film was amazing. However, there's some very disturbing things in it. Hmm. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Yeah, you should watch it.
The,
Not after that pitch.
I'm usually pretty good, but the scene where the military guy attacks the other guy was very sudden and disturbing.
Yeah, there's a lot of disturbing scenes in that movie.
But that one especially was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, it came out of nowhere. Anyway.
Anywho.
He doesn't eat the chewinga.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad. So you if you have...
We should probably get some tent stuff for you guys. You might want some tents.
All right.
Or Val. Val, you might want a tent.
Yes.
You guys don't want a tent.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
you're so sexy.
What a sexy voice you have.
For a young girl in her 20s. Her early 20s.
There you go. So
I mean, as a half-orc, you probably would have a slightly deeper voice, right? A lot of pubic hair.
In the throat.
That would be the half-orc porn you watch. I don't know if they have a lot of... I mean, if we're going with Dixie, she's got a Brazilian. So
that's a lot of pubic hair.
A Brazilian pubic hair. That joke is so stupid, but it gets me every goddamn time. Okay.
It's like a bazillion.
I get it.
You sure? Okay.
All right. So we're good. Nice cave. It's not like a big cave, right?
It's big enough that you're like, and you can probably get together enough the Detritus to make a fire.
Yeah. There we go. This is cozy.
The Detritus is leaves and stuff.
Oh my God.
Sorry. We get some of Val's monarchy. Oh.
She's had her monarchy long ago. I think half-orcs get it when they're 3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Start bleeding out of their...
They're sexually active at 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like that, canon.
And it's projectile monarchy.
Oh, my God.
It's like just...
They hang out with the Gripply?
Yeah. Okay.
They're laying there and their feet just come up.
They can weaponize it. Weaponize placenta.
It's like skunk spray.
Weaponized uterine lining. Anywho. So, yeah, it's an uneventful night. However, you're going to have to leave the cave and still go trekking another 2 days. So, either you... go back to town and buy the stuff? Probably not at...
No, carry on!
Probably not at Dugan's Hole. I don't think they have a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if you went to Bryn Shandar, which is where you came from, because you had to go there to get here...
weren't we on our way to Bryn Shandar?
No.
Because we're going to north...
No, I skipped that part. We went from Bryn Shandar, now we're in the wilderness. Did you want to go to
Bryn... We left Dugan's Hole.
Did you want to go to Bryn Shandar?
We're going to the house, right?
Yeah.
We're going to the whatever house.
Yeah, the Black Cabin, but that's not in Bryn Shandar. That's northeast.
Northeast. Oh, so we were already in northeast of Bryn Shandar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we can, if you want to retcon it, we can go back to Bryn Shandar.
No, that's fine. Let's keep moving on.
Fair enough. So, you're going to freeze to death.
What? No, we're going to look for more caves.
Okay.
We found the first one real fast.
That was real fast, yeah, but it's a 20% chance of finding it.
We got a...
Just roll the dice.
Who's got a nature check? Anyone got good nature?
You think that's all I do
nope.
Here?
Nope.
No, the wizard's got it.
Oh, we had an idea.
Oh,
for you, Cliff.
Pius has a good survival.
You're going to DM the next one shot.
No.
Yeah, you are.
What? No. Why?
We just want to see.
No, you don't. You want to fuck with me.
I promise, if you volunteered to DM, I would not fuck with you for your first DM.
Nature, I have a +4.
Was I very nice when you did your first DM? Probably.
No.
No, I'm not.
I understand how difficult it is, so.
Donald, you made him go into the porta potty and die immediately from a giant worm.
I did.
And it took an hour.
I actually saw a meme that says, when you're doing. It was so reminiscent of that. It was when you're doing your first one shot, and it takes the players 30 minutes just to get to the door.
It took you guys an hour. An hour.
Well, because you made the cave sound menacing.
You did.
It was. But then it was also, there's a porta potty that said, don't enter. And they couldn't decide.
Well, yeah, but my guy was a dick. So he was like, hey, can you go in there and check it out? And you did.
I did.
For some reason. And then he got eaten by a purple worm.
I mean, like, what are the chances, right? Like,
obviously 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it was 100%.
Yeah, it was 100% chance.
Anyway.
I didn't know that. All right, so I have survival and nature plus 4. So do you want me to roll?
For what?
I thought we were rolling for...
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye out for caves and stuff.
For caves, yes.
Okay, that's fair. I will give you... I'll say if you do that and you roll above a certain number, it's a 50-50 chance you'll find a cave instead of a 80-20.
All right. What do we got to roll for?
Do you want to do our walk first, or you just want to see?
23.
Yeah, you're fine. So I'll even say that that's like a 30-70. You'll find a cave.
Oh, yeah.
So if I roll above a 30, you're going to find a cave. Anyway.
Nice.
Otherwise,
the humans freeze to death. Whatever. I think that's what they do.
I'm a drow.
Actually, are you wearing the boots of Winterland?
Yes.
It probably makes sense because she's a barbarian. So she can...
Let me add that to my inventory, though, just to keep track. Boots of Winterland.
So, in the morning, as you're walking out of the cave, you see...
Yeah, these caves are easy to find.
Fucking cave land over here.
But you didn't find another cave yet.
All we heard all
I'm
the
just saying that your chances of finding a cave... Jesus Christ. Your chances of finding a cave now are much greater than they
I
were
feel like
because
we have a 70% chance of finding a cave.
That's pretty high. It's not like you just wander along caves all the time.
You know what? Fuck you. 20% chance of finding the cave again.
Why did we do that?
I didn't agree with what they were saying.
Thank you. You find a cave immediately.
Yeah.
Don't even need a roll.
Hey, share your cave.
So you see...
it's a one-person cave.
And you don't see them until they're pretty much... right there.
Oh my god.
Because they're white and
wow.
Wow. Oh
my wow. No, they're
easy,
actually
bro.
White. They're Kray cats. They're
okay.
They're Jesus Christ. There are
can't believe
37
this.
Of them.
Five.
Oh my god, that's so many of
five Kray cats. They're 30 feet away from you. You can attack. It looks like they're gonna attack, so you know it's
are they like in a line?
No, it's a perfect line.
Yeah, they're straight line. No, they're more in like a triangle shape.
Fire.
Like that?
Yeah, like a Roman wedge.
Do they look like smart things, or do they look like...
They don't look that smart.
Hey, are you smart?
Can you talk?
Hey, I'm smart.
Spider says,
what's
can you talk?
Plus two. Yeah.
Yeah, Spider says, can you talk?
They don't.
They shake their head no. Very suspicious.
Nope. Did he say nope?
No es ingleso.
I will tell you what, when you're on a call and you're waiting for people to join, and somebody's like, hey, is whoever there? And they're like, no. And you're like, I will stab you in the face for making that joke.
It's kind of funny.
Like,
it's funny. I like it.
Dude, I got the one.
I hate you.
I got the one. The BA that she runs her stand up. I got her like perfectly the one day, because normally it's like you know you come, people will, like unmute and then they'll start talking.
Mm-hmm.
So she started talking and I was like, I'll just use a different name. I was like Tina, if you're talking, we can't hear you, even though everyone could perfectly hear her.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And she's like. You can hear her go off mute. You can hear her mute and then come back on, and she's talking. And, like, we still don't hear you. I see you went mute and on mute. And she's like, ah. And then she dropped. And came back, and I did it again.
That's brutal.
Meanwhile, other people in the car are like, I can hear.
No, everyone else is going.
No, it was probably a call with the developer. So
yeah.
He already warned them not to say anything.
I didn't even warn them. They just know that I do that a lot.
That's true. Yeah.
Although usually one or two of my nicer developers will be like, "We hear you," and I'm like, "You ruined the joke."
I hate you.
Shut up.
I used to blow up our our
toilets,
our
yeah.
That's true. Plumbing. But our stand-ups all the time with, what's his name? Vince? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
McMahon?
Yeah, Vince McMahon.
Yeah. Vince Vaughn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, anyway.
It's easy to blow up our stand-ups with our new person because she doesn't get any references.
Mm. Really?
She doesn't know anything. She didn't know what Pokemon were.
What? How do you not know that?
Right?
How old is she?
She's like, I think she's in her 40s.
She should know.
You have to know what... Wait, is she...
She's British.
They're not hit Bryn as hard.
Everyone knows what Pokemon is.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
You like, ever hear the Blitzkrieg?
They hit him pretty hard.
Yeah.
You know what Spotted Dick is?
Let me show you.
Zip.
I mean, did,
that's herpes.
It's herpes. That's, no, that's my spotted dick.
It's a blood sausage, baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's disgusting.
Blood sausage?
It's spotted dick, blood sausage. Yeah.
I don't know. Spotted dick is like a dessert, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. I winked at Big Bean. He didn't like it. Yeah. Didn't
like that. You mean that sound of horror wasn't a good thing?
I guess I never looked into it, but I guess
now imagine sucking in your dick.
No, know. I'm not. That's not true.
Why people. Are you thinking about that? That's super gross.
One, I didn't even need to debate that because people can't read minds. I think the shots are kicking in.
I can see what your face was doing, and it was going.
Oh. Your jaw just couldn't help it.
I unhinge like
assume Anna. The position.
You don't have to unhinge. It's fine.
No, you won't need to unhinge. It's fine. You sure?
We'll keep this easy.
I've seen pornos.
Anyway, what's happening?
Great, 5 great cuts.
Oh, fart. What do they look like?
Fart.
Fee.
I don't usually drink as much during this. Think this is a stronger, I think it's like 15% or something.
Oh, you're getting me fucked up on 13%.
Honey?
Honey bead.
You were already fucked up.
This is making my brain all fuzzy. Maybe forget stuff when we eat Doritos.
Are these Doritos? They're Pringles, dude.
You won't eat those ones.
Huh?
You won't eat those
ones. I won't eat those.
What about the...
That's all right. That's why he's had 4 Krispy Kremes already.
Ooh, I want another Krispy Kreme now. Because I can probably...
Don't forget there's sugar cookies, too, which are pretty good.
I do like the sugar cookies, but I think I want a Krispy Kreme.
I respect that. I don't respect you, but I respect that decision. That's
fair. I wouldn't respect me either. Ah, fucking fraud. These are my favorite.
Just a regular.
I can eat one of these in one bite.
Oh yeah, there's.
Yeah, hold on, let's see it.
You really want to see it? Yeah. No, don't do that. Enjoy your donut. Enjoy your donut.
I'll enjoy it either way.
Oh, okay, then enjoy it
more slow.
All right, yeah, you did it.
It's all over his chest now.
I'm telling your wife you did that.
Oh!
He's got frosting all over his chest.
That's a frosting, baby.
That was last night's frosting.
The thought of eating a donut just shot ropes
make
out of himself.
Make me your toaster strudel.
I'm going to make you my Krispy Kreme, baby. Turn the light on.
Wait, you've seen that tweet, right? Where the guy...
That means they're done.
Sex with the lights on.
No, the Krispy Kreme with the lights on. That means they have... This came out.
Yes, I forgot about that.
They're warm.
You have a big piece of frosting near your collar. Yeah, you got it.
You seen that tweet where some chick is like, I'm on birth control so I can now be my boyfriend's toaster strudel? No.
Toaster strudel.
Yeah, instead of toaster strudel or something. Like, she made it into a thing, and it was like, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
I mean,
like,
a toaster strudel, you do put the ice
yeah, the cream
on top,
on the
right.
Top.
Yeah, yeah, so she could stop being the toaster strudel.
Yeah, she could stop being the toaster strudel.
Yeah.
I forget what the other fucking...
She could be now
a Pop-Tart.
Twinkie,
yeah, maybe.
I don't think women would describe themselves as Twinkies.
She sounds more like a ho-ho.
Oh. Well done. Is that because she's fat? She got rolls?
No, she's black.
Oh, oh my God. I thought it was a slut thing.
Right. It's called, you know.
I got you.
Do you think Mrs. Claus calls Santa Claus her ho-ho?
Ho, ho, ho.
Maybe.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Ho!
He's been calling his wife all these years. Ho, ho, ho.
He's so jolly.
He's so kind. Yeah, he's just
bursting with joy.
A chef in the kitchen and a ho, ho in the bedroom.
He slaps her and grabs some cookies.
Ho, ho.
She's making him cookies all the time.
Okay. Obviously.
Yeah.
He's got to keep the diabetes up. He lives off it now.
His blood's all sugar.
It's all sugar. If it drops, the insulin will kill him.
His A1C is a billion.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? He has to eat cookies because his body can't stop producing
them. I mean, he has a lot. First off, Santa Claus has a lot of magical powers.
Yeah.
But certainly one of them is the ability to consume a lot of sugar.
Right. And right. Never get full.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to eat a cookie at every house. Even if it's a bite and you're at 6 billion people's houses.
Yeah. Well, not 6 billion people celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, we don't
not go. Worth
I people. Think it's like Santa's a billion Catholics.
That's a terrible movie, by the way.
Santa's not going to Africa this year.
What are we
going to
watch for Christmas? Santa doesn't go to Africa. That one's sad.
1.4.
I like that one, especially when the woman gets her breast cut off.
That's why he doesn't go.
That happens a lot.
He doesn't like titless women.
In Rwanda. Rwanda.
1.4 billion Catholics in the world. So that's how many cookies.
That's not just Catholics. It's all
Well, first off, it's not a cookie for every person. It's a cookie
every
for a household.
Well, you're skipping out on Santa. I don't know what you're doing.
I mean, he's not eating all the cookies. He usually just takes a bite.
Yeah.
And you leave the carrots out for the reindeer, but no one ever fucking does the carrots, so the reindeer...
Reindeer's starving. Meanwhile, Santa's a metric ton. Yeah. Lands on your roof, and the roof just sags.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah.
That's so much damage.
I brought you presents, though. Here's the best fire truck.
Here's some stuff from Timu. I saw your family didn't do well this year. You get Timu presents.
Santa can't afford Timu with the taxes, with the tariffs. Yeah, he's like, ooh.
Well, if he picks them up in China, then he carries them himself.
But where they end up?
Right.
In the United States.
But he's...
The moment he hits that Baltimore port. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's giving them away for free, he doesn't have to pay tariff, right?
I don't know. I don't know if you could gift spot. There's probably some limit on gifts.
No, because it's the tariff is based on
I'm Santa. Four gifts, asshole.
250 million gifts.
Yeah, to be fair, you can gift money to as many people as you want, and as long as it stands under the limit, which I believe is $19,000 a person in 2025, you're good. Yeah. No, pay tax on it.
Yeah, you can also just...
Cool, so who wants to gift me $19,000?
I'm surprised. So on the internet, everyone's like...
Someone, please.
I don't understand how rich people don't pay taxes, and they're like, loans. And they're like, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, it makes total sense. Because you don't pay taxes on interest. So you're just taking out a loan, paying the interest, and then you can pay the loan off and take out another loan.
Yep.
You just keep doing that every year.
Yeah.
And never pay taxes. It's like, it's a fucking loophole. Like... Just close that fucking loophole.
Yeah.
Well, we've discussed this. Eventually, a loan has to be repaid.
Terms. But you can repay the loan and take out another loan.
Right. Or you could just, hey, I'm going to go buy this. Instead of liquidating, I'm going to take out a 30-year loan. Right. And then pay that with profits.
Sure. But if the risk eventually gets assumed by the bank. And if their stock goes down, then they're
But there's no risk because
there's always risk.
You can take out loans.
Well, yeah. Tesla might go down to zero, and then all those things that are backed by stocks are going to be.
Well, that's what I said when it first happened. I was like, Tesla, like once the big car companies get into the market, even without Musk going on the hard right slant, it's still like.
You know when I saw Musk break, like when he actually figured out maybe I shouldn't be doing this. It was when he was in his plane.
Playing that game.
Yes.
That's when I saw him break. He's like...
And somebody pretends to be like one of his ex-wives or ex-lovers or something. Yeah. Like,
well, pay for my children, pay for your children. Yeah.
He keeps blocking everyone.
Yeah. I'm going to block. Oh, I'm losing connection.
But I was oopsies. So he went and he bought Twitter with Tesla stock. And the whole time I was like, Tesla stock in 10 years isn't going to be worth anywhere near what it is right now.
Right.
Even though he didn't even get a great price for it.
No.
And so, like, that is a loss. Like, that was a lost wager. I don't know what bank took that, but that was wild.
A huge company in the Netherlands just returned an entire fleet of Tesla.
Oh, I saw that.
A fleet, which you know that's, like, more than 1,000.
Well, I was reading something. They said there's 800 million Cybertruck inventory just sitting.
No, $800 million worth of Cybertruck.
As a part of the problem.
That's what I meant, I'm sorry.
Part of the problem Tesla had was they could not produce enough cars when they were popular. 800
million? That's so many cars!
I'm sorry.
No, I meant to say what he said.
Yeah. So I think it's like 40,000.
Stop making fun of me!
Shut up! I'm a retard! It's like 40, somewhere between 40 and 60,000 units, though, sitting in various locations. It's like fucking wild.
I can tell you where my unit's sitting.
All right, should we
on roll a black leather chair.
Yeah, come on, let's kill something.
Oh, yeah.
With a purple cushion.